Once upon a throne, there sat a stubborn little king named Mi. King Mi ruled a declining kingdom in the low-rent district of the land of Uzbuz. He sat on his throne, hopelessly, watching the ruin of his beloved empire. Then, one day, one of his subjects announced the arrival of a visitor that sought an audience with His Majesty. Let's join them now in Episode 1 of King Mi.
Your Majesty, there's a man at the gate who desires to speak with you. He says it's urgent and most important.
I'm too busy. Besides, what can he tell me of any importance? I got everything under control. Get rid of him.
Very well, Your Majesty.
The man went away, but because of his great love and concern for the king, he came back every day, until finally the king grew weary of the constant harassment.
Your Majesty, that man is at the gate again.
Why won't this man stop his perpetual pestering? Haven't I got enough problems? The walls of my kingdom are in shambles, my people are thirsty from the drought, and with a power shortage, everyone's stumbling over each other in the dark. And then this dude, what's he selling, fire insurance?
Well, what do you have to lose, Your Majesty?
Watch your remarks. What's this man's name?
He says it's King of Kings.
All right, send him in. Who knows, maybe it'll be good for a laugh or two. I don't know. We'll see.
Greetings.
Now listen, fella. Day after day after day, you've been bugging me, pestering me, trying to get me to listen to you. Now what's the deal?
Well, I've noticed your kingdom's having a few problems.
Listen, buddy, things are tough everywhere. Have you seen Lenny's kingdom next door? The whole kingdom's drunk by breakfast and they're flat broke. Always borrow my stuff, too. I still haven't seen my lawnmower since I loaned it to him. Why don't you go bug Lenny? Yeah. While you're there, get my mower.
Never mind about Lenny. You're in sad shape, friend.
Look, it's easy to criticize. Look, it's not easy ruling a kingdom, especially in Buzz. Having to make all the decisions and pressures? Oh, boy. Maybe someday you'll have a kingdom and you can relate.
Oh, I know all about kingdoms. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. You see, I'm building a kingdom and I want you to be part of it.
Now I get your angle. You're a real estate agent, huh?
No, I'm a savior.
I don't need no savior. Look, just because things are tough right now doesn't mean I need to panic and throw in the towel. I'm not selling out.
Well, suit yourself. But if you think things are bad now, wait until the fireball hits. But if
Wait a minute. The fireball? What's the fireball?
You obviously haven't been listening to the warnings. All the kingdoms in Uzbuz have been warned since long ago about the large fireball that's rolling this way.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it, but I never worried about it. I don't believe in it. As a matter of fact, we used to joke about it. How about this one? How many fireballs does it take to screw in a light bulb? 3. 1 to hold the bulb and 2 to hold the asbestos gloves. You get it?
I'm afraid you won't be laughing when it comes.
You mean it's for real? Well, look, I figure with the kingdom walls, they'll just bounce off.
No, your walls are so weak, they're useless.
Well, we'll rebuild the wall.
With your power shortage, your builders can't even see the wall.
Look, we got the finest fire department in the land. If it comes, we'll douse it.
You forget, with your drought, you don't even have any water.
Yeah. Well, what do you suggest?
Allow me to sit on your throne.
On my throne? What can you do?
I will give you the light of the world, water so you will never thirst again, and I will rebuild your walls with solid rock.
What makes you so special? What makes you think you can do something I can't?
Because I built this kingdom, me, and Lenny's kingdom, and all the other kingdoms as far as the eye can see. But my subjects were deceived by a lying, wicked prince who wanted my throne. I let the people choose their king, and they chose Prince Darkness.
Prince Darkness. Yeah, I think his name was on the lease when I took this kingdom.
Yes, but the problem is, Prince Darkness had a death sentence out on him from my father. Now, the fireball that's coming for Prince Darkness will take not only Prince Darkness, but all of his subjects, too.
Gee, that means me. But what can I do? I signed the lease.
If you give your kingdom over to me, the lease is void. Do you see? I'm the true owner of all of Uzbuz.
Well, how can I be sure you tell me the truth?
Believe and receive. And you will know even as you are known.
You sure Lenny didn't put you up to this?
The choice is yours, King Mi.
Can't kings... I do believe you. So, well, here's my crown. It's yours. I hope it fits. If not, we can adjust the band or line it with Kleenex.
I don't need your crown. I'll just take your throne.
And so, King Me received King of Kings as Lord of his kingdom. But King of Kings has more in mind for King Me than he first expected. Keep listening for our next episode as King Me goes through a period of adjustment.
Tonight, you'll meet a man who doesn't believe that the Bible is true. An individual who thinks that Jesus was a great teacher, but that he isn't God or Savior. And a group of people who are willfully going to a place of eternal burning and torment. It's all here tonight on...
That's Ridiculous!
And now let's meet the stars of That's Ridiculous, John Davidson, Katie Lee Cosgrove, and Stan Carrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That's Ridiculous.
Tonight, as you've heard, we have another group of people whose behavior, compared to normal logic, is ridiculous.
Our first story involves a man named Lester Pernan. I talked to Lester in his home in Springfield, Mississippi.
Lester, could you tell the audience just what it is you believe?
Well, sure, Stan. I believe the Bible's a bunch of fairy tales.
Mm-hmm. And why do you believe this?
Well, I just do. I mean, shoot. Stories about a flood, man created from dust, a big whale eating a man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, now, let's go back. You don't believe in creation, so you must believe in evolution.
I sure do, Stan. I came directly from an ape. I know it.
Well, the daily study of fossils is solidly proving evolution is false.
Well, now, don't distort the picture with facts.
And archaeological discoveries have strongly supported a worldwide flood estimated to be during the time of Noah.
You're kidding me.
And surely, if God could create the earth and all the universe, he could create a whale big enough to swallow just one man.
Well, look, I still say someone just made it all up and wrote it down in a book.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Mr. Pernat. You see, the Bible isn't just a book. It's 66 books by many different authors.
It is?
Well, now, suppose you took a couple dozen people and spread them out over a period of a few thousand years on three or four continents and had them write about something as complex and controversial as the nature of God. Now, what do you suppose you'd come up with?
Boy, you'd come up with something that looks like the Sunday comics. be kind of fun to read, though, you know, all them different opinions.
Well, yes, it would. But you see, the Bible agrees with itself cover to cover on the nature of God and many other subjects.
Well, coincidence.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, then how'd they do that?
Divine inspiration.
No way. And even if it was true when they wrote it, who's to say what we have today is the same thing?
Well, manuscripts have been found dating back quite a ways, and they totally agree with the manuscripts we have today.
Hmm.
So, Mr. Pernad, after hearing just a small part of the evidence, do you still believe the Bible is just fairy tales?
You better believe it.
No, I think you'd better, because, Mr. Pernad, that's ridiculous.
Our next story involves a young man from Van Nuys, California, named Barney Lindstrom. Barney has a very opinionated view of Jesus Christ. Let's hear him tell us what he believes. Barney, who is Jesus Christ?
Well, Jesus Christ was a man who lived 2,000 years ago in Nazareth. That's in Israel. And he died by crucifixion.
And what are your views concerning this man?
Well, Katie, may I call you Katie?
Yes, that would be fine.
Thank you. Well, Katie, I believe that Jesus was a tremendous teacher, and as is the case with many truly great men, the leaders of the day, motivated by jealousy, killed him. Sean, get out of the water.
Okay, now, you believe that Jesus was a great teacher.
Oh, most assuredly. Right up there with Annie Sullivan.
But do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven?
No, I don't.
Well, how about his deity? Do you believe Jesus is God?
L negativo?
Well, Jesus said that he was God and that he was the only way to have a relationship with God the Father.
He was possibly misquoted.
Well, his disciples believed this, and even in the Gospel of John it says that Jesus called himself God, and that's why the Jews wanted to kill him.
Simple misunderstanding. These things happen all the time.
Well, Barney, why didn't Jesus set the record straight and save his own life?
Well, okay. Now, he may have said that, but I still believe he was just a great teacher. Sean, for the last time, mellow out.
Boys will be boys.
Hmm.
How old is Sean?
Oh, he's 7.
Well, let me ask you this. If you send him to school...
Private academy? Sean goes to a private academy.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, let's say you send Sean to the academy, and his teacher teaches him that 3 and 3 is 5, Now, no matter how good a teacher this person is, would you let Sean continue with his teacher?
Once again, Katie, L negativo to the max.
Why, Barney?
Look, obviously, no teacher is any good who's teaching something that's contrary to the truth.
Then why do you believe that Jesus, who said he was mankind's salvation and God, isn't Savior or God, but still a great teacher?
I just do.
Barney.
Yes, Katie?
That's ridiculous.
Our final story tonight is brought to us by Dr. Ross Welby, who has discovered some of the most illogical behavior we've ever witnessed here on That's Ridiculous. Dr. Welby, could you explain your findings?
Well, yes, John, I'd be glad to. I have discovered a large amount of people that when given the choice of eternal life with unspeakable joy or eternal life in a fiery, agonizing torment will willfully choose the torment.
Wait a minute. Now, we're not talking about forcing them. You mean a free choice?
Oh, yes. They have a choice. It takes no accomplishment on their part whatsoever. Just a simple decision. And they decide on eternal hell.
You mean heck?
Pardon me?
This is television.
Well, yes, but John, you see, heck is uncomfortably warm. We're talking pure hell here.
Oh, okay. Well, is this choice clearly explained?
Oh, yes. The facts are available to all, although some are so determined on the fiery torment, they won't even listen.
Boy, this is hard to believe. Where are these people found?
Well, that's the amazing part, John. They're all over the place. You see them everywhere, every day.
And they choose torment over paradise.
Exactly right.
Dr. Welby, that's ridiculous. And that's our show for tonight.
Hope to see you next week, but in the meantime, remember...
Check out what you believe, because if you don't...
That's ridiculous!
And now it's time for The Happy Family. The family that lives just up the street from just about everyone. Starring Dave Toole as Milton, Dan Ruppel as Gramps, and Mitch Teamley as the irrepressible little Billy. Pull up a chair and join us, won't you?
Oh, thank goodness you're home.
Hi, Dad.
Have I got something to show you?
What is it, Dad?
Well, I was in Billy's room today and I found something.
Marijuana? If my son's smoking marijuana, I'll kill him.
No, Milton, I'm afraid it's something worse.
What?
A Bible.
Are you sure?
Positive. It was under his mattress. I can't believe it.
Oh, wait a minute, Dad. Maybe he was just doing a book report or something.
No, Milton, and that's not all. Yesterday, I looked in his room, and he was praying on his knees.
Oh, no, don't get excited, Dad. Maybe he was just looking for something under his bed.
Looking for what, his Bible? No, Milton, he was praying. Praying for what? He's got everything he ever needed.
Well, I've always said you spoiled the kid.
Well, you can't let the neighbors think that we're broke or something. And another thing, I don't like those new kids he's hanging around.
What do you mean, Dad? They all seem friendly enough to me.
Well, that's just it. Kids that age aren't supposed to be nice. And what happened to the smart-aleck delinquents that used to hang around?
Yeah, but, Dad, they seem to be happy.
Well, what right do they have to be happy? Growing up in this armpit of a city with the smog and the crazy people? And have you seen what Billy's wearing now? A necklace with a fish on it.
Wait a minute! A necklace?
That's right, son.
No son of mine is going to wear a necklace. I mean, the long hair was one thing, but a necklace?
He calls it choker.
Choker, poker, this is a disgrace to the family name. Oh, why didn't I make him join that football team?
Billy doesn't like football,
Milton. I don't care. Lyle Alzado doesn't wear a necklace.
Well, yes, he does, Milton. Remember that picture in Sports Illustrated a month back? I remember that.
What are we going to do, Ted? This could destroy our home.
No, I don't know, son.
Oh, maybe I should have roughed him up more when he was little. You know, punched him in the nose.
Well, it could have been marijuana. That I could have handled, but a Bible.
And a necklace.
What will the guys at the shuffleboard court say?
I've tried so hard to be a good father.
Hi, Dad. Hi,
Gramps. Billy, can we talk to you for a minute, son?
Well, sure, Dad. What's up?
We found this in your room today.
Oh, yeah, my Bible.
Is that all you have to say, my Bible? How do you explain it?
Well, I've been wanting to tell you about this.
And tell us what? You're not sick, are you? The swine flu?
No, Grandpa, I'm not sick. I'm a Christian.
Well, what do you mean, a Christian?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Oh, no, he's a Jesus freak.
You're not going to shave your head or anything, are you, son?
Oh, no, Dad. You don't have to do anything like that. You just have to be born again.
Born again?
Are you saying your mother didn't do it right the first time? 9 months she put up with you.
No, Grandpa, not physically born again. Spiritually.
Billy, why are you doing this? Despite us or what?
No, I love you.
Well, you better after all we've done for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, but... what have you done for Jesus? And he still loves you. He loves you so much that he died for you. And all he wants in return is for you to love him back.
Are you sure you're not taking drugs?
No, I'm not taking drugs.
Well, then why not? All the other kids are!
Well, I know, but they're just looking for the answer, Dad. People try all sorts of things. Drugs and booze and sex.
Watch yourself, young man.
Sorry, Dad. And money. Well, they'll never find it, except through Jesus.
Well, maybe you're right, son. Your generation definitely needs straightening out.
No, Grandpa, it's not just my generation. It's your generation. Yeah. And yours too, Dad.
Now, wait a minute. You don't see us smoking marijuana, do you?
Well, no, but, Dad, are you really fulfilled? I mean, you're always complaining about your job and the government and money.
That's right, son. You know how your ulcers act up every time you pay the bill.
Well, I wouldn't have to pay so many bills if you didn't visit that dumb astrologer twice a week.
Now, Milton, you can't talk to me that way. Zomo the Great says that people are supposed to be nice to me this month. After all, my third moon isn't Saturn.
No, what does all that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds official.
See, everybody's searching, and Jesus is the way.
The way to what?
To everything. Heaven, true happiness... inner peace?
I don't know. For an Aries, you're sure showing a lot of spunk.
Grandpa, isn't it time for you to take your medicine?
Oh, no, Milton. It's only 4:30.
Well, go on into the kitchen anyway. Count the pills or something. Just get it on in there. So, Billy, what do you mean by all this born-again jazz?
Dad, wouldn't you like a fresh start?
Well, yeah, I suppose, but... well, son, I can't get involved in some fad.
Oh, I'm not talking about a fad, Dad. I'm talking about a relationship with the Lord.
Son, listen, I'm a lot older than you. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Dad, the Bible says we're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things become new.
But Billy, there's just too much to give up.
But what are you hanging on to? Worry, strife, loneliness?
All right. I see where you're coming from. Listen, you may be right, too. Maybe there isn't much worth hanging on to. But listen, give me a chance to think about it a little, would you, son?
Sure, Dad.
That's my boy.
Will Milton accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior? Can little Billy live up to the commitment he has made? For the answers to these questions and more, tune in next time when you'll hear Gramps say...
what's this bit about old things passing away?
This is H.T. Prod, hoping your family is a happy family. Good night.
Hi, I'm Phil T. Luker of P&R Luker with another one of our 64 reasons you should use P&R Luker Tithe Service. Have you ever considered whether to tithe 10% gross or 10% net? I'm sure it crosses all of our minds. Let's look at an example. Say, for instance, you gross $350 a week. Do you tithe $35, or do you wait until after you've rendered unto Caesar and tithe $27.50? The answer, neither. You are still missing many more legitimate tithe deductions, which can lead to substantial annual savings. Remember the friend you had over for dinner Tuesday night? Did you talk about the Lord? Deduct $2. Even if you didn't talk about the Lord, grace before the meal is adequate to justify a deduction. Have you ever mailed a tract along with your house payment? If you have, that makes it deductible. Take the whole payment off. And don't forget to include tracts in with those utility bills, too. Those little fellas can really add up. And these are just a couple examples of justifiable tithe deductions. There are many more. Bible covers, bumper stickers, wear and tear on pant legs from prayer meetings, chicken for potlucks. The list is endless. We will instruct you how to get the most for your tithing dollar. And we know how important that is. After all, God told us to be good stewards. How sad to be in the same situation as the poor widow in the Gospels. If she would have visited our offices before she threw in those two mites, we could have saved her half a farthing. Now, how was she to afford groceries? Was God going to provide? I don't think so. God helps those that help themselves. Friends, give us a call. You'll keep money that God definitely doesn't want. How can a righteous God build his kingdom on money that's rightfully yours? I mean, you earned it, right? You can't be a cheerful giver if you're giving more than the law requires. When it comes time to tithe, seek ye first P&R Lucre Tithe Service. We're located between Where Moth Eats and Rust Corrupts. Call today. The money you save won't be around forever.
When we last left King Mi, he'd just completed his first of many encounters with King of Kings. In the days that followed, King Mi complained of being tired of standing while King of Kings sat on his throne. King of Kings informed King Mi that he must get on the cross and die to his king nature so that King of Kings could rule freely in the kingdom. As we join King Mi once again, he is off the cross, sitting on the throne, talking on the phone with his friend Lenny.
And then he says, "Pass the strawberry cheesecake." Can you believe it? Oh, boy. So anyway, how's things in your kingdom? Sure, Lenny, but I've seen your walls. Pretty shabby, Len, old buddy. Have you noticed mine? Looking good, huh? What do you mean, did I have help? Are you saying I didn't think I could manage by myself? What do you... I got to run. I'll call you a little later. Good day, King of Kings.
King Mi, what are you doing back on the throne? We talked about your place on the cross. You're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, I reckon, but do I have to go ranch?
Dead is dead. Now, either you are or you aren't, and you're not even close.
Well, I had to make a phone call.
I'll handle the calls, King Mi. That's why it's by the throne. Notice I didn't install an extension by the cross?
You know, that's an idea. Maybe a touch tone. You know, the ones the little music beeps? Lenny's got one of those. He can play Mary Had a Little Lamb on it. Of course, he took the lessons.
Let's not change the subject. Now, how can I rule if you keep getting back on the throne? Don't you want me to rule?
Well, yeah, but... Hey, wait a minute. Why can't we both rule? You and me, 50-50.
King Mi.
Okay, 60-40, but think of the possibilities. We'd be a great duo. Laurel and Hardy, Rogers and Hammerstein, Tracy and Hepburn, you and me. Yeah, why didn't I think of this before? Two heads are always better than one.
There can only be one king. Now, either I rule or I don't rule. There's no compromise. A kingdom divided shall not stand.
Stand against what? The great fireball?
Among other things, yes. Time is short, King Mi. Your kingdom must be prepared.
Time is short. Time is short. Prepare the kingdom. Build the walls. Here comes the big bad fireball. That's all I ever hear. Well, where is it? When's it coming?
You're beginning to doubt. Check your heart, King Mi. Do you believe me or do you disbelieve?
Oh, believe, I guess. I'm just impatient.
All right. Now, the longer the fireball tarries, the more kingdoms I can save.
You mean you're ruling other kingdoms, too?
Many. However, not as many as I desire.
And other kings have to get on the cross just like me?
Yes. Some easier than others.
King of Kings, how can you sit on my throne and other thrones all at the same time?
Oh, my ways are past your finding out. Many things are beyond your understanding.
You know, King of Kings, you do have a way with things. Hey, I got an idea. Why can't you destroy this fireball or extinguish it? Couldn't you get your father to throw a gigantic spitball on it?
No, the fireball must pass through all of Uzbuz and burn the chaff. Then my kingdom will be pure. Don't try to stop it. Just prepare. Strengthen the things that remain.
What remains?
Give me back the throne and you will know.
And for me, it's cross time, right?
That's right, King Mi. But take heart. For the sufferings of the present can't even be compared to the glory that will be revealed in the kingdom.
Well, that's encouraging. But for now, it's Bummer City.
And so, it's back to the cross for King Mi, as King of Kings once again assumes the throne. Is it for good this time? Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll find out soon, though, in the final episode of King Mi.
Hello, I'm Ida Newdecker. See that man over there? That's my husband, George. He used to have folks call him Big George. He doesn't anymore, though, and that's what this story is about.
Afternoon, George. How are things at the gas station?
Hey, hiya, Bobby boy. Oh, things are fine down at the station. Just
good,
great.
Good.
How you doing?
Oh, fine, fine. Doing some yard work, huh?
Yeah, gotta weed the old flower bed, you know. How about you, huh?
I gotta trim the hedge. Actually, I was wondering if I could maybe borrow your hedge clippers, if it's no problem.
Sure, sure. Come on, let me get them for you here in the garage here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're over by the workbench.
Say, George, Karen and I were wondering if you and I aren't busy tomorrow, would you want to go to church with us?
Oh, come on now, Bobby boy. You know how I feel about that stuff. I mean, it's fine if you're into it. I mean, I got nothing against it, mind you, but... I just don't buy it, you know?
But, George, how do you know until you check it out?
Oh, well, come on, Bobby. I know all about that stuff. I was raised in Sunday school. I know all about God and Adam and Eve and how God created the world and everything else. But I just have one question. Mm-hmm. If God is really in control of everything, how come we got so much trouble, huh?
Oh, but, George,
man, come on. You got murders, rapes, earthquakes, disease. Oh, here they are. Yeah, we had all kinds of trouble. Here's Clifford's.
Oh, thanks. But George, God's not responsible for all that. The devil's the one that's
Come on now, Bobby. Look, I don't want to get into it right now. I got too much to do here. Look, you go on ahead and clip your hedge out there, and I'll be in the backyard when you're done.
Well, okay, George, but if you ever change your mind, you're always invited.
Oh, I know that, Bobby, and I really do appreciate it. I really do. We'll see you later, huh?
Okay, thanks again for the clippers.
Okay, no problem. come to church. Not this guy, no sir. I'll get enough of that stuff on TV. Oh, boy, these weeds are going to take forever. I think I'll lay down in the hammock for a while, kind of build up my strength there. I don't want to approach a job like this at all. Oh, swing my leg. Oh, there. Oh, boy. I just don't know. God, what some people believe. Oh, you can make your boots. If I was God, things would be different.
George, dinner in 5 minutes.
Huh? Oh, okay, dear. Oh boy. Must have dozed off there. Better get up and get in the house. Oh, no. Forgot to weed the garden. Doggone. I have to do it tomorrow. Wish I didn't have to do it at all.
Better wash up, dear. Just be a minute. I'll just toss these in the trash and we can eat. The flower beds look great, honey.
Huh?
I said you did a great job on the flower beds.
Well, I didn't do the flower beds, honey. I'm sorry.
Then who did?
Oh, well, I guess I must have done them before my nap. Well, guess I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yes, oh boy, I'm starved. What's for dinner here?
Tuna helper?
Oh, again? Oh, I had my heart set on steak. Boy, I wish we could have some steaks and potatoes. What's wrong?
Steaks!
What?
George, how did you do it? Where did you get those steaks? Where's the tuna helper?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you must know something, George. You can't just magically change tuna helper to steaks. Now, how did you do it?
Wait a minute. Well, maybe I can change things magically.
What do you mean, George?
Well, I'm sure I didn't weed those flower beds. But they're done. And honestly, I didn't hide the helper. It must have just disappeared.
George, that's silly. What? You're not magic.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Maybe I am.
Oh, George, this is silly. What? You're not magic. Why, you're not even lucky. Well, here, why drag this thing out? Just try to change the steaks to lobster.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sure, Ida. Let me see. I wish those steaks were lobsters.
George, you're magic.
You know what this means? Oh, we ain't broke no more. We're rich, really rich. I can quit the gas station.
Oh, George, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Ida, this is so much fun. Hey,
I wish I had $1 million! Oh, this is great! This is great!
God, look at all this money!
Oh, man alive! Let's see here. I wish I had a diamond ring!
Oh, George, it's beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I wish you had a diamond ring, too.
Oh, George, it's beautiful. I love you.
Oh, come on, Ida. Cut it out. Now, we got work to do. Come on, let's get in the living room. We need a new couch and a new TV. We got to get...
tomorrow?
Come on, Ida. We just got to do the clothes and the ANA in the bedroom. We can do the bathrooms in the garage tomorrow. Oh, boy, this is fun. Oh, okay, let's see here. I wish Ida had a mink coat. There, how's that?
It's beautiful, George, just like everything else.
Oh, well, I wish Ida had 7 mink coats. There we go. One for each day of the week.
Please let's stop. I really love it all, but we don't have room for all this.
Well, then we'll just get a new house. Sure. What kind you want? 2-story, a swimming pool, and some of those tennis courts?
George,
maybe a little
it sounds
foot.
Like a mansion.
A mansion? Sure. Well, we deserve it. We need a mansion. Yeah. Yeah, and a big one, too. The biggest, in fact. Yeah. Well, come on, Ida. Let's go downstairs. I got an idea.
George, I'm tired. Do I have to?
Come on, honey. You're going to love this. Here we go. Let's see. Where's the encyclopedia? Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Let's see here. SCADE. Cars, carrots, caissons. Yeah. Huh. Here it is. Ida, our new home. A castle.
George, really? It's gorgeous. I love it.
Oh, no sooner said than done. Watch this. I wish my home was a castle, just like the one in the picture. Only bigger.
Oh, George, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I kind of like it. who could that be? Oh, hello, Bobby boy.
George, what are you doing? Where'd this thing come from? Oh, Lord. George's castle's crushed everything for 4 blocks. Oh, it's got to go, George. You got to get this thing out of here.
Oh, no. I forgot. I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean no harm.
George, please.
Really,
just get rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of
it, George. Okay. I wish this castle was gone.
Oh, George. Look at that. Everything's squished flat. What are you going to do, George?
It's okay, Bobby. It's okay. Just let me think for a minute. Okay. I wish everything was back to normal.
Oh, thanks, George. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, it's okay, Bobby. It was my fault to begin with. I'm real
that's
sorry.
That's okay, George. That's okay. I'm gonna go home now and make sure Karen and the kids are okay.
Well, all right, Bobby. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Whew. Boy, that was close. I gotta learn to be more careful.
How did you do that?
Well, I don't really know how it works, but, well, I just wished for it. Well, that's where the castle came from. Well, all I had to do was wish for it. I sort of forgot there wasn't any room for
George,
it.
George, this isn't good. This is wrong, George. Man wasn't meant to do this kind of thing.
Oh, come on now, Bobby. I ain't hurt nothing. Well, the castle was a mistake, but you didn't see all the good stuff I made for me and Ida. A stereos, TV, a microwave, lots of stuff.
No, George. You don't understand. This is evil. Your power is satanic.
Satanic? Well, how do you know that? Look, I ain't no witch. Well, I'm only going to use my power for good. Well, after I take care of me and Ida, I'm going to save the world, feed the hungry, cure the sick, prevent earthquakes, everything.
George, you realize what you're saying? You're saying that you're God.
You can't do that.
Oh, now look, Bobby. I don't know anything about God. All I know is I have the power to change things, and it's my responsibility to try. In fact, I believe it's my destiny.
Peace, stable economics, and his worldwide food programs, George Newdecker, or Big George as he prefers to be called, instituted a free beer program for all people 18 years and older, a 3-day work week, and 45 new professional football teams to extend the season to a year-round schedule.
He also scheduled 6 Super Bowls. It was a visibly shaken Big George who addressed the world today. It seems his much-heralded abolition of disease and natural disasters 6 weeks ago is still a source of major problems dealing with overpopulation. Waste disposal, overcrowding, and food distribution are only a few of the problems. As a New Jersey man put it, what good is a 3-day work week if you have to spend a whole day waiting for food and 2 days to use the John? John?
This is Jessica Sandwich. Open rebellion today as thousands of citizens took out their frustrations over living conditions worldwide. Riots, looting, and violence were the order of the day. Big George again claimed he was doing his best to keep up with the problems, but as usual, the problems are coming much faster than the answers. Meanwhile, Mortician staged a demonstration to draw attention to the fact that business there is down 97% from this time last year. Spokesman for the group claimed that business is virtually dead.
What's wrong with all those people, Ida? Don't they know I'm only trying to help? Why do they hate me so much?
George, calm down. They don't hate you.
Sure they do. Don't they understand? Everything I've done is for them. I haven't slept for 2 days trying to help them. But do they care? Do they appreciate it? No way. Well, they riot and they kill and they steal. And worst of all, they hate me. I've had enough. If they don't like the way I'm running things, I'll show them. I wish everything was back the way it was. There.
Oh, George.
It's okay, Ida. I'm all right. I mean, well, what the heck? I was only trying to help. Come on, honey. Let them run their own world. I'm going to bed.
Oh, no, George, the reporters.
Oh, I'm too tired right now.
What can we do?
I don't know. Well, wait a minute. I wish we couldn't be found. There. There we go. Come on, Ida. Last one upstairs turns out the light. Ida? Ida, honey.
What is it, George?
Time to get up, sugar. It's 10:30. Well, we must have been more tired than we thought here. Oh, I just see how things are going here.
So as of yet, we're not sure how many have died, but it's surely in the thousands, Bob.
Thank you, Rich, for that live report from New York, where the third devastating earthquake in 6 hours has struck. Of course, New York is not the only city struggling with disaster. Montreal, Los Angeles, Tokyo, Peking,
George,
Moscow,
oh no.
Berlin,
quiet,
Rome,
Ida, quiet.
Paris, London, all battling floods, fires, disease, storms, and every other imaginable disaster.
Oh.
The people have stopped searching out Big George for help and have begun blaming him for it all.
George, do you hear
Meanwhile,
that?
Meanwhile, attacks by wild animals have gotten way.
Well, George, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm not going to do anything.
But George!
Ida, you heard that, man. Well, they blame me for all of that. Well, it's not my fault. Well, they're the ones who didn't want my help, remember? Well, they hated me when I tried to help them, and now they turn around and hate me when I don't help them. Well, what do they want from me anyway? Am I just supposed to sit here and do whatever?
whatever they tell me to? So that's it, huh? So that's what I'm supposed to do, just sit around and be their lackey, huh?
George, they're afraid. They don't know what to think.
Oh,
all they know is they need help, and they think you can help them. I know it's tough, but I think you can, too.
But I don't...
Now, George, I'm going in to make you some hot cocoa. You just stay here and think about it.
Oh, golly. All this trouble. Only take one night's sleep, just one night, and look what happens. Oh, how did it all happen so fast?
Perhaps I can explain.
Huh? Well, who are you? Where'd you come from?
Oh, I'm known by many names. I believe you know me best as Lucifer.
The devil?
Oh, come now, Mr. Newdecker. Or should I say Big George? Surely you've heard of me. I mean, I am the prince of the power of the air. Or are you one of those who don't believe?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't, but... let's see. What are you doing here anyway?
Aha, uh-huh, at last. Business. Very good. I'll keep it short, Mr. New... Big George. I see you've been listening to the radio. Now, I'm sure by now you have an idea of the scope of my power.
You did all that?
Well, I wanted to do more, but...
But what?
Well, that's the problem with being a prince. There's always a king over you. If it wasn't for him, there'd be no end to what I'd do.
How much more damage could you do?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Good to think. After all the time and effort I spent trying to fix things, then you come along and ruin it. Just who do you think you are anyway, buddy?
The question, Mr. Newdecker, is just who do you think you are? Prancing around the world with all of your stupid, naive efforts, as you put it, to fix things. Well, what right do you have to meddle in such affairs? You don't belong here. This is my world, at least for a while. It was given to me.
By who?
By Adam and Eve, or haven't you heard of them?
You mean in the garden?
That is precisely what I mean. You see, when Adam and Eve chose to eat that apple, they were rebelling against their creator. They chose to separate themselves from him and go their own way.
But they didn't choose to go with you!
Oh, but they did, and so have so many others. You see, when men choose to go their own way, they become easy prey. It's a lot like simple Simon and the pieman, or a stray little puppy. I can do whatever I want with them, or have them do whatever I want them to do. Most of the time, it takes very little encouragement. Just like our little friends in the garden.
Oh, yeah? Well, I know how to fix you. I just wish you weren't around, that's all.
Oh, that is quite amusing. Mr. Newdecker, it is perfectly impossible. You see, when you received your powers, you also received certain, contractual agreements entered into by your predecessor. I am one of them.
What? How do I know you ain't lying to me, huh? Well, I'll show you. I'll go back to the Garden of Eden and make sure they don't eat that apple.
Really, Mr. Newdecker,
oh,
you're only...
No, you don't. You can't talk me out of it. I'm going
no,
back to where
Mr. Newdecker,
it all started.
That's the wrong thing. No, Mr.
I
Newdecker.
We could start
and everything will be destroyed. No, no.
Hey. Who turned out the lights? Where'd everybody go? Hey! What's going on here? Adam! Adam, help! Help! Anybody! Everybody! Help! 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 Where is everybody?
Oh!
George! George, wake up! George, wake up!
Bobby, what happened? What's going on?
I don't know, George. I guess you had a bad dream or something.
Oh, boy, did I ever. Listen, Bobby, is it still Saturday?
Well, yeah, George. Why?
I just wanted to know if me and Ida could still go to church with you tomorrow.
Well, sure. Glad to have you.
Oh, thanks,
you know,
Bobby.
And then after church, I'll give you a hand with those flower beds. Oh. Bet you wish you didn't even have to do them at all, huh?
Don't say that, Bobby. Don't ever say that again.
Well, that's how George and I came to know the Lord. It was almost 5 years ago. Isn't it a blessing to know God really is in control? I think so. And so does George.
Well,
Here we are one more time, looking in on the growing relationship between King Me and King of Kings. Day after day, lesson after lesson, King Me is slowly becoming the heir of righteousness that King of Kings wishes for him to be. But not without struggles, fights, and disobedience, I might add. But even with all the progress, it seems that King Me will never arrive. There's always one more mark to reach. Well, enough talk. Let's visit them now on the concluding episode of King Me.
Let's see if I can just squeeze this one in here and... Oh, that one's sticking out. Maybe if I lift this... Oh, now the door won't close. Oh, yeah, this should do it. Oh.
Me?
Come on, go in there.
Me?
There.
Me?
Me? Here I am.
Oh, King Me, I've been looking for you.
Yeah, I just had a project I was working on. No problem. What can I do for you, King of Kings?
Well, what project were you working on?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a hobby. You know, something for my spare time. I'm finished, though. Now, what's up?
Well, could I see it?
See what?
Your hobby.
Oh, well, you know, it's a funny thing. But I can't even remember where I put it. It wouldn't interest you anyway.
King Me, I care about everything you're into. I'll help you find
it. No.
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but...
Why are you standing in front of that door?
What door?
That door.
Oh, you mean this door?
King Me, I've been in every room in the kingdom, but I've never seen inside that one.
It's just an old closet. Probably can't even open it. It's so old.
Well, let me try. King Me, what are these?
What are what?
These?
They're thrones.
What?
Thrones, you know, little chairs.
I've never seen so many. Did you make them?
Yeah.
Let's see, what's this one? Money?
Yeah, it's a money throne.
You're saying that this rules a part of your life?
No!
Then why is it on a throne? Why not a cross?
Look, it's only 3,000 trussels. I'm not rich. I'm only counting on it for a rainy day.
I think you're counting on it for more than you know. What's this one? Music?
It motivates me. Besides, Renaissance disco keeps me in shape. I do it for pure athletic reasons.
And look at these. Pleasure, wisdom, habits. Queen?
Yeah. A king needs a queen.
Why don't you let me take care of that?
Look, King of Kings, you don't know my type. I gotta play the field, make sure I get the right one.
King Me, so many little thrones in your empire. And this one, spare time.
Now look, I work hard all day long letting you rule, but when I got some spare time, I want to relax. I got the right to sit on my throne at least into my spare time. It's not going to hurt anyone. Nobody's around. Nothing's going on.
Do you have the right?
Well, I guess. Well, I should have the right. After all, don't you want me to have fun?
I want you to have joy. Fun is temporal. Joy is from within your very heart. Unquenchable. There's more I have for you than you'll ever know.
Well, give it to me and I'll throw out the thrones. Well, some of them.
King Me, I can't do much more in this kingdom unless you obey and yield to my instruction.
Yeah, you're right. I'm blowing it. King of Kings, I'm sorry. I've been compromising, ashamed of you, selfish, stubborn, and disobedient. I want to do better. Is there any way I can make it up to you? I mean, for all the trouble I've caused.
Oh, King Me, your broken, repentant heart is the greatest gift you could ever give me.
I've been kind of foolish.
Reverencing me is the beginning of wisdom.
And so, King Me totally surrendered and gave King of Kings uncontested rule of the kingdom, a decision he'd never regretted. After this encounter, the kingdom grew like never before. The walls grew stronger, and new life was breathed into it. And King Me's kingdom stood as a light to all of Uzbuzz. Because of his kingdom, many other kings surrendered their kingship to King of Kings. King Me began to see revival in Uzbuzz as he had never imagined. But he always remembered, revival must first start within your own kingdom.